on the Auburn Sports Network. Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Number 13 men's basketball defeated Missouri 101-74 in its final road test of the season. Head coach Bruce Pearl recaps the win.
Yeah, particularly on the second half. I thought that, Missouri played inspired. They've been putting everybody really close. Janai Broome was just a monster inside in the first half and throughout, and Jalen Williams really turned it on in the second half. But Chad Baker Mazzara just does so much for us. It's interesting tonight he didn't have an assist, but seven big deep rebounds. Missouri plays real physical.
Yeah,
they play really hard. And it would have been very easy for us to overlook those guys tonight. It's great to see Aiden Holloway play with great confidence. Five assists, no turnovers. He shot the ball really well. That's one of the better games Aiden's played on the road. Really happy for the way he's playing right now. Again, another really, really quiet, solid night for Denver Jones. Four assists, one turnover, plays great defense. We didn't shoot it very well in the first half, Andy. I thought, quite frankly, I talked a little bit about, the fact that we didn't come off the ball near enough. We did a better job passing the ball in the second half.
Jalen Williams was the second leading scorer in the victory with 15 points, including a 5-for-5 performance in the second half. Williams talks about his game and the win.
Especially in the second half, we were going to be the team that was more excited, going out with the guys, we struggled in the first half, so we knew we had to step up and just show we can play. This game isn't going to be much closer, but again, Mizzou played really hard.
Yep.
Very physical. They're not going to quit. They lost last 11, 12 games. They've lost within the 5-10 range, so they're a really good team, well coached, but second half it was Auburn's going to basketball.
Next, the Tigers will host Senior Night on Saturday at 5:30 Central with Auburn Sports Network coverage beginning at 5. Women's basketball earned a huge win in its regular season finale at Florida to finish 8-8 in the SEC and move itself off the bubble and solidly into the NCAA tournament field. In the win over the Gators, junior guard Marshawn Bostic led the way with 18 points, 9 assists, and a tenacious defensive performance. Bostic talks about that game and what the victory means to this team.
I just trusted myself and my teammates. I knew that we want to make it to the tournament, and we knew that we needed this win to have a chance to do so. This is what we do. We guard. We do this. Yep. So it was we was ready for this moment because we do this all day in practice. My teammates had some good ducking, some good screens, and it opened the floor. So I was just able to use my speed and wiggle in her and get some points. It showed that we want to win. It showed that we're doing this for each other, for our coaches. We've been through a lot this year from injuries and everything, and we know that we got each other, so we had to go get this one.
The Tigers have made their way to Greenville, South Carolina, for the SEC tournament, which begins tomorrow for Auburn. Head coach Johnny Harris talks about the preparations leading into the first taste of postseason play.
We're going to make sure, just clean up some stuff and make sure that we're prepared. Arkansas beat us. We've seen them. We know, we basically already have the scouting report. It will just be getting back in there, refreshing our kids, and making sure we're ready.
The Tigers will face Arkansas tomorrow at 5 Central in the second round of the SEC tournament. Britt Bowen and Dr. Larry DeShera will have the call beginning at 4:45 on AU 100. That's 100.3 FM in the Auburn area and everywhere on the Auburn Tigers app. Number 13, Auburn baseball took 2 out of 3 from UConn this past weekend for an important non-conference series win. Now the Tigers get set for a midweek tilt with Air Force today at 1 Central. Head coach Butch Thompson talks about hosting the Falcons.
Love the Air Force. Love them coming to Plainsman Park. I think whenever you get to one of our academies and what these young men have signed up for and what they do, the discipline that's bred within their programs is something to honor. And to honor our military, this is a way for us to do that. So high regards for Air Force coming in here. That's been reduced to a single game now on Wednesday with Air Force starting conference on Friday. So totally get it and understand we have a horrible weather day set up. We do have a flight restriction with Air Force on Wednesday. So we're on spring break and we have that 1 o'clock first pitch. And those are some of the reasons behind making this work and finding time for these guys to travel cross country to come and compete against us.
Auburn will host Air Force at Plainsman Park today at 1 Central with Auburn Sports Network coverage beginning at 12:45. The schedule doesn't get any easier when Austin Peay visits the Plains Friday through Sunday. Coach Thompson previews the Governors.
We're bringing in probably what I would sell to our team this week as our stiffest challenge in Austin Peay. A 10-2 record. They already have two SEC wins under their belt in this season. So a team that's averaged 9.5 runs per game already. They've hit every bit as many home runs as we have and more doubles. A lot of left-handed hitters, which we've seen predominantly the last couple of weekends. A lot of right-handed hitters outside of Wichita State. So this will be a complexion of a lineup that'll try to run. They've already tried 23 stolen base attempts. This will be a challenging week because Air Force will dig in and grind and absolutely be in your face every pitch. And then we're going to bring in a team that's absolutely hot as a firecracker, one of our hottest teams in the country who's had success. So we just have to continue to know what we're doing, what we need to try to do better, and keep competing.
The Tigers host Austin Peay Friday at 6 Central and Saturday and Sunday at 1, with coverage beginning 15 minutes before first pitch of each game. Tickets for the game against Air Force and series against Austin Peay are available at aubtix.com. Number 25 softball completed its preseason schedule with a 4-0 weekend at the J.B. Moore Memorial with wins over Northwestern, North Texas, and USC Upstate. The tournament was capped off by a Mikayla Packer walk-off grand slam, the first home run for her since 2022, to win in the final frame against USC Upstate. Packer talks about that home run.
It felt real well. It was due time for it, and it felt real good coming off the bat. Like Coach Carrison says, pass the baton, pass the bat. See ball, hit ball, keep it simple, and do it for my teammates.
Head coach Mickey Dean recaps an exciting final day of action at the J.B. Moore Memorial.
I was proud of Annabelle because she went out there. She was tired, but she really did go out there and try. And then, you know, Melanie gets put in a tough spot. But I knew with her drop ball, if we could play decent defense behind her, we'd be okay. And we did. And she was okay. And then Shelby came in and shut the door. So our hitters stuck with it. Even the innings we didn't score, we put pressure on them. And pressure tends to do funny things to kids. And so if you can keep the pressure on the team, they'll start to make some mistakes, and they did, and we kept the pressure on. And then, of course, Mikayla was ready. She knew exactly what was going to happen there. She knew exactly what the pitcher was going to try and do, and she capitalized. It was beautiful.
Now the Tigers get set for SEC play as they travel to number 12 Missouri for their opening series. Auburn will face Missouri Friday at 4 Central, Saturday at 2, and Sunday at noon. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night at 6 Central for Tiger Talk, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill with Andy Burcham and Brad Law on the Auburn Sports Network. They will be joined by head men's basketball coach Bruce Pearl, head baseball coach Butch Thompson, and senior center Dylan Cardwell. Back with more of This Week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
Communities don't just happen. They're built by people. From the big moments to the small acts of kindness, it's the authentic connections we make that define us. At Alpha Insurance, we know that every day you're building things that are worth protecting. Because for us, this is more than coverage. It's who we are. Alpha Insurance, building tomorrow together.
Number 14 Gymnastics visited number 20 Georgia and improved its national qualifying score with a 196.9. The night was highlighted by a 49.35 on floor and a 9.925 from Olivia Hollingsworth in the anchor spot. Head coach Jeff Graba talks about his team's strength on floor.
Well, I think our best event, in our minds, our best event is floor. I think that's been evident all year. They're just very comfortable there. They have a lot of trust in each other. And, you know, part of the secret behind that is that's our deepest event. We have nine girls that should be able to go in, and we still score the same. It makes it difficult for them to stay competitive during the week. So they have to try really hard. They have to bring their game face every day just to make sure they stay in the lineup and keep their spot. Beam is the second probably best event for us right now. And I think that's the same story. We're seven deep on beam, really, really good. And now our eighth person on beam is getting better and really starting to push the lineup girls.
The Tigers will stay on the road this weekend and head to Baton Rouge for a quad meet on Friday. Coach Graba previews the competition on the Bayou.
Well, that's what we're going to see from now on. The good thing is quad meets, there's some benefits and there's some negatives. They're a little bit more chaotic, but that's what postseason looks like. And I love the fact that from now on, we know what we're doing. We're preparing now for the postseason. This one will be on a podium, as will our next meet in the SEC championships right after that. So we should be pretty darn consistent these next three meets. We should continue to build. And being in a quad meet means it's a different mindset. It's a postseason mindset. So we've been talking all year about getting that road mindset, getting that postseason mindset where you're focusing on what you can control, you're focusing on your bubble. There's no way around it now with four teams all competing at the same time and all the chaos and all that type of stuff and the pace, how fast it can move. We're excited about going to a bunch of quad meets now.
Auburn will compete in the 2024 Podium Challenge against number 3 LSU, George Washington, and Texas Women's University in Baton Rouge on Friday at 6 Central. Number 6 Equestrian is getting set for its final regular season and home weekend of the year with meets on Friday and Saturday. Head coach Jessica Braswell previews Saturday's meet with number 2 Texas A&M.
Yeah, a really, really good team. They've had a great season. We played them close at their place. I think it was 11-9. So we can compete with them. I expect us to compete with them. I expect it to be tight. It is our senior day, so we're going to celebrate 12 seniors. So really, really hope to be able to send them out their Auburn careers at home with the win. But we expect Texas A&M's best.
The Tigers will host the College of Charleston in a jumping seat only event on Friday at 3 Central and number 2 Texas A&M on Saturday at 11 a.m., both at the Auburn University Equestrian Center. Number 12 women's tennis began its SEC season 2-0 with wins over Kentucky and Vanderbilt over the weekend. The Tigers will be back at home for another pair of conference matchups on Friday and Sunday. Head coach Lester Cook previews those matchups and talks about the number 12 ranking.
It's SEC play, so you know anything can happen, but confident that our girls are going to go out and use this as another match to get better, to improve, focus on the things that we're focusing on, and continue this momentum. That's the importance of the seeding or ranking. It's just being able to host at the end of the year, but really just working towards peaking, you know, towards the end of the year, improving here, and then, you know, doing well in SECs, SEC tournament, NCAA tournament, you know, so we're really just trying to improve every week and just keeping that momentum going, building until the end of the year.
Auburn hosts Missouri on Friday at 3 Central and Arkansas on Sunday at noon, both at the Yarborough Tennis Center. Indoor track and field is getting set for NCAA championships on Friday and Saturday in Boston. Head coach Leroy Burrell previews the action up north.
First up will be Vimbai Masvara, who transferred over to us from junior college. Broke the school record in the 400 earlier this year, at the conference meet, as a matter of fact. You know, kind of snuck in to the meet as I think the 12th or 13th qualifier. But she's certainly got some more in her tank. I think that we have a really good chance. We'll see her you know, reset the school record in the 400 and really use this as a launching pad for the outdoor season. Then next up will be Sanaa Barnes in the high jump. Sanaa's a scorer for us both indoors and outdoors last year, transferred to us from Villanova. You know, this will actually be her swan song, her last time competing in Auburn uniform. And knowing Sanaa, you know, I think she's going to really game it up and hit a PR. She's missed at her PR. I think that she'll give us a good showing today. And then, of course, you know, last but not least, Simone Johnson, who's going in a triple jump. Once again, really big performer for us, scored a big time at conference. And I think she has our best possibility, or one of our best possibilities to score. So our goal this weekend is to, you know, try to game it up, score about 10 points. If we score a few more than that, that'll be great. And that'll put us in probably top 20, 25 to 30. And then, of course, launch us into the outdoor season.
Vimbai Maizvarewa will compete in the women's 400-meter semifinal on Friday at 6:30 Central. Sanaa Barnes will go for the women's high jump championship on Saturday at noon. Simone Johnson will do the same in the triple jump on Saturday at 5:30. Miss Tennis opened SEC play in Oxford with a win over Ole Miss 4-1 and will stay on the road this weekend after a pair of non-conference wins at home. Head coach Bobby Reynolds previews Tennessee and Georgia.
Yeah, it is. It's a tough one. You know, obviously we had success against Tennessee last year, but they're a great team. I mean, they're coming in, I think, in top 10, maybe around 8 or 7 this week. So Really, really good at 1 and 2. They have a couple young freshmen playing lower in the lineup. So that'll be a battle, I guess, of guys that we really haven't seen. Some of them coming in mid-year and some of them not even playing too much in the fall throughout college and playing more professional. So a little question marks, I would say, lower in the lineup. And then, yeah, the Georgia playing at Georgia in Athens is always tough. You know, for the last 3-4 years, we've had absolute battles with them and had match points, team match points, you know, and lost some tough ones 4-3. So I know that's one of the ones on the schedule that our guys want to get, especially for those seniors who haven't been able to overcome the UGA, you know, win. So they want that. That's a huge one for them. And we'll be ready to play. I think we're playing really good tennis. Obviously, as I said, the doubles is starting to click and the pairs are starting to click. So we'll continue there. And then hopefully we're getting some outdoor matches. You know, we play better on slower courts and extending points and, you know, waiting for our opportunity and kind of really grinding our opponents down. That's kind of our motto. So hoping for good weather and to get outside this weekend.
Auburn visits Tennessee on Friday at 4 Central and Georgia on Sunday at noon. Auburn Diving will travel to Athens next week for NCAA zone qualifiers. Head coach John Fox previews the action in Athens.
I would say that overall, if you look at Auburn Diving, we're a pretty strong platform program. And I believe that our men have a really good opportunity to get those spots. And we also have, you know, we have a boy named Witt that he's a very comprehensive springboard diver. And I believe that he can get a spot there if he comes out strong. And then, like I was saying, our women are very strong on platform. We have Ashlyn Sullivan that just medaled at SECs, which was a great moment for her. And we're hoping that she can kind of carry that momentum coming into zone. She's a very consistent diver on platform, and I believe that the opportunity is there for her if she can seize it. Likewise with Abby Farrar, she's a very, very strong platform diver. And if she has a good day, I think she can get the spot. And then Kylie Kidd is just competing in the 1 meter and 3 meter springboard. And she has trained very hard for the moment. And I believe she's ready for it. I think she can do it if she has a good day. I didn't mention his name, but this will be Hunter Keebler's last opportunity. He's a senior and he's been on the bubble the past few years. And I believe he's very prepared on platform and ready to go. I know he would love to hang his hat on qualifying 10 NCAAs on platform.
The Tigers will compete in Athens Sunday through Wednesday, looking to qualify for NCAA championships. Auburn football began spring practice last week for the second season under head coach Hugh Freeze. Coach Freeze previews the quarterback position for the spring.
We're going to find out who grades out the best at leading our football team and executing the plan that we're putting in place. And you only do that through great reps. We're going to spend a lot of time doing a little something different this year on Tuesdays and Saturdays when we return from spring break are really going to be high-load days, padded days. Thursdays we're going to just teach. I mean, just teach. Be great coaches and teachers. And I think that's going to help our quarterbacks also and our young receivers, who I'm really excited about. But we got to teach them a lot of things, and so we're going to take that approach this spring. But you got to get out the quarterbacks, the reps, and see who executes. Day one, it was a very, very challenging. Y'all were out there. The wind was a challenging day for quarterbacks, for sure. I thought Hank Brown threw it extremely well in those conditions, and anxious to see his continued growth along with the others. Well, every spot is wide open in my mind right now. Now, let me be clear. I think Peyton has done an incredible job since January of taking the leadership role and setting the standard. Do I think it's his to lose? Yes. But he's got to go earn it every day. And we're not in a position where we can just say that it's given to somebody. He's got to, you know, we're changing our whole verbiage, our whole system, back to what I'm comfortable with, and I need to see who has the best grasp on that.
Senior quarterback Peyton Thorne was the one that earned the starting nod in 2023 and brings back that experience. Thorne looks ahead to competing in the spring.
Yeah, I believe you're always in competition. You know, I think in every position, I was just telling the guys, you know, if you show up and don't play well, unless you're an All-American or something, you know, you could very much lose your job at this level. You know, I don't think anything's given. You know, other quarterbacks have talked about, you know, some of the great ones, Hall of Famers have talked about, they always have something to prove and they always have a job to earn, you know, at the next level and here in college. So you're always competing. You're competing with yourself to see how good you can get. And so, yeah, I would definitely say that, you know, it's nothing new.
Auburn's annual A-Day game is set for April 6th at 1 Central. Stay tuned to the Auburn Sports Network Twitter and Instagram for broadcast details. To view full schedules and more information, visit auburntigers.com or download the Auburn Tigers app. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!